Hey, it's Emily. Can we have a heart-to-heart real quick? I just wanted to let you know that I see you. And gosh, I know that you've tried every diet and you're just over dieting in general, right? And maybe you've been a longtime listener of the show and have implemented some of the habit hacks I've shared here, but you just haven't been able to be consistent due to, well, life and overwhelm. It's not your fault your habits haven't been sticking for you. You just need to do them differently. You need a habit strategy catered towards you, a busy working mom who knows the value of taking care of her health. But you just need a simple system to create habits that don't feel overwhelming and give you back the energy you need and deserve. So it's time to take action, and this is it. You know, my years of being a fitness professional and training moms in particular, I saw a gap between knowing, that we need to work out, eat healthy, and talk nice to ourselves, and actually doing it. Our day-to-day life is just so unexpected due to the invisible load that we carry that it has just been impossible to make your healthy habits stick. That's where the Healthy Habits Accelerator Pod Course comes into play. I created my signature program with you in mind, ensuring you'll finish it. It's an audio course, and I know you'll be able to complete it on the go in the car pickup line or even taking a shower. In just 10 episodes that you can easily binge in just a day or two, you'll leave with a 21-day plan to build momentum in your habits and feel good in your favorite leggings too. And this is all without dieting. Now, this is higher level habit strategy where we dig deeper into my atomic habit hacking system for women to address diet culture mentality, emotional eating, time and family challenges with food, chaos, disorganization, confidence, self-care, consistency and sustainability in your workouts and time and convenience habit hacks, and so much more. This is based off of research, client testimonials, and conversations with you all as far as your biggest healthy habit challenges that you have. We will cover it in the pod course. Plus, I just added two bonus trainings and 150 habit loops to help inspire you to create your own. And we even do bi-monthly group coaching calls when you need my eyes on your habit loops to help you continue taking action. Now, you'll leave with my habit hacking trifecta 21-day plan that is going to give you the confidence that you can make your habits stick and train for life and really just fall in love with the process of making your health an automatic habit that you don't even have to think about even more. And since I love my podcast listeners so much, and to celebrate you, I want to give you $20 off of the Healthy Habits Accelerator Pod Course. Just go to bit.ly/healthyhabitspodcourse and just use the code podcast at checkout to get $20 off. It's linked in the show notes for you as well. I am so rooting for you, girlfriend. Okay, let's get into the show. Hey friend, welcome to Self Transformed, a podcast dedicated to transforming your health in less time and guilt-free through the power of habit hacking. I'm your host, Emily Nichols, behavior change specialist, fitness and Whole30 coach, and Taco Tuesday enthusiast. Hey, I know the struggle is real when it comes to taking care of you. I too am a working mom who felt physically and emotionally drained, but lacked the time and confidence to actually make myself a priority. Creating habit strategies around my health was the key to help me finally create a consistent, healthy lifestyle that doesn't feel hard. I'm now on a mission to equip you with those same sustainable habit hacks to help transform your life from the inside out, guilt-free. Together, we will simplify your health into daily habits that don't feel like another thing on your long to-do list, but rather consistent actions that add up to a massive transformation that will stick through all seasons of your life. So if you're ready to habit hack your health and create your own self-transformation, then let's do this. Hey gang, welcome to Habit Hack Thursday. I am super excited to get into today's habit hack with you because I personally do this too, and this hack will help you change the way you speak sometimes, either about yourself or even written in email form. Hey, before we get started though, I wanted to let you know my September calendar has completely filled up for a free habit hacking call. I have opened up my calendar just one day a week for you or your friend or whoever to schedule a 15-minute habit hack call with me to really just chat about what your biggest challenges are and how we can overcome those together in 15 minutes or less, at least with a couple of quick tips that have been useful in regards to changing your habits into healthier habits. You can go to bit.ly/free call with Emily and book the couple of spots I have left for October. These fill up very quickly and I have just so loved talking with you all. If you want to work with me though, one-on-one, you can find all of the resources you could ever need at self-transformyou, just the letter u.com. Learn about my signature program and other mini courses that I offer to help you learn habit strategy and then utilize that habit strategy into your own healthy habits to create a healthy habit plan that will take you through all seasons of life, my friend. And if you want to connect even further, sign up for my weekly pump up text. Every Monday, I send you a text really just to inspire you for the week. I actually text you back. I had a couple of girls text me this week. This week's message really resonated with them, talking about changing of seasons. You know, I keep saying, keep your pumpkin spice away from my margarita. But it's also the same for changing seasons of your life. Maybe it's changing a job, or your kids are back in school, or it's actually changing of seasons and you have to be a little bit more intentional with the way you feel and the way you're moving and talking to yourself. And I'd love for you to sign up. It's a way for us to communicate. I actually text you back if you want to text me and let me know how the message resonated with you or any questions you have about how to work with me. You can send me your favorite emoji to 773-904-2157. That's all linked in the show notes for you as well. Okay, let's get into today's habit hack. I'm wondering if you ever find yourself using the word just. I use it all the time. Like, hey, just checking in, or just wanted to see, or just let me know. Or sometimes maybe you find yourself saying, oh, I'm just a mom, or I just do this, or I just do that. When we use that word just over and over again, it can make you seem maybe a little less confident, or sometimes you're selling yourself short and downplaying what you're really feeling or what your role really is. You know, we are not so quick to brag or say, hey, I'm proud of myself. We'll say it, we're proud of everyone else, but not so quick to say we're proud of ourselves. That's not being cocky. That's just being confident sometimes, excuse me. You know, when I was thinking about today's episode, I say just a lot. I say it a lot, usually in email form, and it's usually in the follow-up. I've already sent someone a message to be like, hey, would you like to be a guest on the podcast? Or sending other messages to future sponsors or any consulting work I do. A lot of times when I follow up, I'm like, I'm just following up. Just let me know if you're interested. And that just, it doesn't seem as confident as, hey, I am following up. Please let me know if you're interested, you know. And, you know, in some cases it feels okay. You know, if it feels natural to you, then do it. But if you are using it to minimize yourself or a request, then I would really think about omitting it. You know, you're either writing it or you're saying it aloud, either in work or in real life. I do both. And I don't want you to ever feel like you're minimizing yourself or your work, your role at work or as a mom. And sometimes it could be just one little shift into changing your language. So for today's habit hack, and now I'm like being really conscious if I keep saying the word just even in our podcast together. But today I want you to think of this as your habit hack. So every time you find yourself typing it or saying it aloud, stop. Okay, stop and backspace. As I was preparing for this episode this week, I found myself doing it and I delete, 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 and I took it out and I was like, okay, that feels good. However, if it feels good to leave it in there for you and you're like, I'm not minimizing anything I'm doing, then hey, you do you, boo. You do you. But the more you are looking for it, then the more you're going to notice maybe how much you're saying it. Like what I just said, I just realized how much I say just when I was preparing for this episode and being really aware of anytime I say it out loud or in written form. So I never want you to sell yourself short. You know, we really just focus on your fundamental needs here, and one of those is your mindset and how you talk about yourself and how you present yourself. And that even involves the way you talk and even type. You know, I mean, this could take a big deep dive in like how many exclamation marks do you use? How many emojis? Should you do a smiley face or not? That's a whole different episode to talk about. Maybe more of a professional email writer. I don't know. I love using emojis and exclamation marks. So it seems like I'm super friendly and it's the way I would have a conversation with you, but that feels natural to me. But just like with the word, see, I just said it, just like with the word, just, I really want you to think about next time you say it or type it out. Are you using it in a way to be like apologizing or minimizing your request? Or is it just a natural part of a conversation for you where you are using it? I think I just used it 20,000 times personally. But I never want you to sell yourself short saying, I'm just a mom. I'm just this. I'm just that. You are more than that. You are powerful. You are beautiful. We are all doing just the best that we can. And that's sometimes all we can ask, right? If you love today's episode, please make sure to come let me know on Instagram at EmilyNichols22. And I will check in with you guys next week. Thank you so much for listening. I just love you so much. I'll see you next week. Hey girl, real quick before you go, if you want some free motivation texted to you every week from me to help you habit hack your health, send me your favorite emoji to 773-904-2157 and sign up for my weekly pump up text. I can't wait to catch up with you there. Hey, and if you love the podcast, the number one way you can thank me is to leave a rating and review in iTunes. That way more mamas can also find the show. Then you can even email me a screenshot of your review and I'll send you either a Starbucks gift card or give you a free habit hacking call with me live on the podcast. Love and appreciate you, friend. I'll see you next time.